plane ride home like?
It was good. To be honest, I was at peace. I was a little worried with that storm that we were trying to get out of. But you know, I was at peace. I was studying some spiritual readings. So trying to grow spiritually, handle all this success.
Mason said to us that LaTroy was really the big party animal on the plane. Is that true? Or?
To be honest, I couldn't even tell you. Some Batman movie I was finished watching. It was The Killing Joke, some animated movie. And then I started reading something. I can't remember the pastor's name, but something on speaking tongues. So I had my earphones in, and I was in my own world.
You have to do that almost after games now to just decompress. It's been such a long season and everything like that. Is that important to do that?
Not just after games. For me, it's my life. It's who I am, on and off the field, in and out of season.
Ty, how do you think that helps you in this life? Because this is not a normal life, this celebrity, this pro athlete, and being very good at it. How has that helped you handle all this?
It's kept me even, at even keel. Something I've carried with me that I heard from a pastor is, I think I've said this before, you know, we weren't necessarily built for praise. You know, all praise be to God. That's how I live my life. And a lot of it has come my way over the recent weeks. And it can be tough handling it sometimes. We even talked about it as a team. You know, even just stepping outside of spiritually, we got to be able to handle the success as much as we've dealt with the criticism that we've dealt with as well. So both can be a distraction when not handled properly.
Is that a message that you can impart to guys this week, because the distractions are going to be increasing exponentially as you head to this championship game?
I don't think it's a message that I necessarily have to give. There are veterans, guys that have been here. Coach McCarthy has said it to the team. So we all understand and we all know success in this business is not new. It's something that it's new to me, I'm dealing with, but it's not new.
And how do you keep this from being the pinnacle, you know, this big victory and everything you put into it, when you know you've got two more steps you really want to take? Is that an exercise that you have to work on?
No, that's how we not keep it the pinnacle. I guess I think I'm answering your question the right way, because we know we need to win this football game. And then we know the ultimate goal is to get down to Houston and win in Houston. But that starts this week, one day at a time, or practice at a time, and then going down and taking care of business in Atlanta.
I didn't play in that first game, and your role was a little bit different anyway going in. So how do you think the Falcons prepare for you? What kind of difference maker can you be this time around, because they haven't seen you?
I'm not sure. I can't speak on how they're going to game plan and what that means for them and what they're going to do. I think as a team, we're playing a little bit differently than we were then, and we're feeling very, very confident, and we got a good rhythm going. So just hoping to go down there, keep clicking on both sides of the ball in all three phases of the game, special teams, offense, and defense.
Did your parents or your family know about that dream that you had last week going into Cowboys Stadium, and kind of what was their reaction when you had two touchdowns?
Some of my older friends, one of my best friends, he's going to be a groomsman. He was at the game. He probably remembered that dream. You know, we played Little League together. Pretty sure I told my mom about it as well. So I don't think it's something that they really thought about over and over again. But I mean, years and years and years have gone by since that dream. But yeah, I'm glad it came into fruition.
On that final play, the Aaron Rodgers to Jared Cook play, on the TV broadcast, it looks like Aaron's almost drawn up the play in the dirt, right there in the huddle, just telling people what to do. Kind of what went into that final play in particular, and what was your reaction to it?
At the time, I can't even remember what he was telling everybody else, because I just wanted to make sure I knew what I needed to do, do my job. I knew my protection assignment on that last play was to stay in and just to buy him some time and just let him do his thing, and he did his thing.
How good is he at that playground thing? How good is Aaron at the playground situation?
I can't even put it into words. I mean, he's unbelievable. whether he just sits in the pocket and he can pick you apart, whether he can move around and scramble and be just as accurate, throw across his body, no-look throws, see the defense, see where things are coming from. He's an amazing football player, and he's really, really good at what he does.